how do you know if dirt will grow anything? I mean, it seems like just about any dirt can grow weeds. Shoot, you go out to the desert where there's sand. It's not even dirt, it's just sand. And it can grow a cactus. That's a heck of a weed. But how do you know if you've got good dirt in your heart? Well, the Bible's pretty simple. In fact, you almost miss it. And that's where we're going today. Wake the faith up. Hey, Slayer, Garth Heckman with the David Alliance. Reach out to me at tdhgiantslayer@gmail.com. We're brought to you by Well Built Body. Gym apparel for men and women that rock and shock. It ain't for everybody, but it just might be for you. WellBuiltBody.com. Well, I had a pretty good day yesterday. I got a new Beretta, and then I got a new suppressor for it. Took her out to the range, and works pretty well. I like that I don't have to put on ear protection. It works very well. Put some subsonic ammo in it, and it's like whisper quiet. Love it.
Love it.
If you got a favorite gun and suppressor, or just a favorite gun, or just a gun, let me know. TDHGiantSlayer@gmail.com. I know Luke just picked up a new Glock. Good for you, buddy. So we're hitting this whole topic on soil. And we've been reading the parable of the sower, and we get to this last verse that says, but the seed in good soil, these are the ones who have heard the word with a good and virtuous heart and hold it firmly and produce fruit with the perseverance. What is it about soil that makes it good soil? This kind of gives us a clue and insight, but I want to know what that word good actually means. What's good soil? Well, the word actually in the Greek is kalos, which for Deepin, now I understand why you named your church out in Seattle Kalos, because the Greek literally means quick to listen, quick to do, and quick to share. That's what good soil is. You're quick to listen, quick to do, and quick to share. Your heart is a good heart ready for God's word. It will become profitable, and you will reap much if you're quick to listen, quick to do, quick to share. I always laugh when people get asked the question, so how was church? I think, it was pretty good. But what'd they talk about? What was the sermon on? It was about something like, I think in Ephesians about, God's love, immeasurable, or I'm not really sure. And then they kind of turn around and blame it on the preacher. Like, you know, hey, he really needs to work on his delivery. And look, you can go to almost any church, and as long as they're preaching out of the Bible, you should be able to get something out of it if you have a heart that is good soil. It doesn't matter the sermon. It's, are you willing to listen? I know so many people in the gym that come up and ask me for advice, and after a while, there's one particular kid, I just make stuff up now. You might go, why would you do that? Because he doesn't listen anyway. He'll come up and ask me for a new program for his deadlift. I'll go, well, you need to do the Simplex 6. What's that? Oh, and I'll just make stuff up. Yeah, okay, yeah, I'll try that. He never does. He doesn't do a thing I say because he doesn't have good soil. Good means you're quick to listen, quick to do, and quick to share, as in share with others. And what's funny here is that it says that you will reap 30, 60, sometimes 100 times more if you reap or if you sow this seed, if your heart is good soil. Here's what's funny. In those days, they only understood reaping in terms of 6 to 7 times. That's what the natural was. But in the supernatural, when your heart is ready to quick to listen, quick to do, and quick to share, you'll reap 30, 60, sometimes 100 times. See, there's definitely a difference here between a casual listener and an active listener. I think it's kind of insightful, too, that after Jesus shares this parable, the disciples actually practice the parable without even knowing it. They come up to him and they say, hey, what does this mean? They want to be quick to listen. They want to be quick to understand. They want to be quick to do. What does this mean? Explain this to us. And Jesus does. Look, the sower is the sower is the sower, but sower, nobody cares. You can hear God's word from the internet, from a preacher, from a teacher, from your mother, from your dad. It doesn't matter. Mark says, if you don't understand this parable, you won't understand any parable. So it doesn't matter who sows the seed or where it comes from. If your heart's not ready, it ain't gonna do you no good. It's your responsibility to prepare your heart The sower can come in many different ways, but it's not how it comes, it's where it lands. I'll say it again. It's not how it comes, it where it lands. Does it land on good soil? Interesting that in Hebrews chapter 3, verses 7 and 8, it says that their hearts are hardened to God's word, so they will never enter into his rest. How many Christians do I know that go to church and they just can't find any rest? And it's like Christianity works for everybody else, but not me. Maybe it's because, and it is, your heart isn't good soil. Hebrews 5, 11 and 12. We have much to say about this, but you are dull of hearing. That word there, dull, means you're sluggish, lazy, haphazard. You don't do anything with the word of God. It's not that you don't have the seed. It's that you don't have an open heart to absorb it. You don't have good soil. Look, listen, pity the fool who has a plan for his life, a goal for success, a goal to achieve, and no plan in place for the soil in his heart. And here's a world-changing thought. You can be the sower. You can pick up your Bible. You can read it for yourself, and it still will have absolutely no benefit. See, money doesn't create good soil. Your marriage doesn't. Happiness doesn't. Wisdom doesn't. Great sermons don't. Bible reading does not. How to have a soft heart, good soil? Ephesians 4:32. It commands you to be tender-hearted. That's the imperative. It means you are commanded to be tender. You are commanded to actively listen. You are commanded to actively do. You are commanded to actively share. That's what good soil is. Listen, do, share. Start immediately. And you go, well, I don't really feel like it, and I don't see the benefit of it so far, and I haven't really reaped the benefits yet. Yes, yes, I know. But that's not what produces good soil. What produces good soil and creates your heart ready for more of God's word and more of reaping what is sown is to actively listen, to actively do, to actively share. And then this whole parable is punctuated at the end. In verse 18, it says, so take care how you listen, for whoever has to him, more will be given. And whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken from him. And then his mothers and brothers come to him, and they were unable to get to him because of the crowd. Get this. They say, your mom and your brothers are outside waiting for you. And Jesus says, my mother and my brothers are those who hear the word of God and do it. Garth Heckman, David Alliance. Keep slaying giants.